round of Heinkel's on the grill. Be the correct caller at 875-1340, and you'll win the grill prize of the day. Plus, every winner will be placed into a drawing to win a pair of tickets to the Cardinals' home opener on April 4th. It's the countdown to opening day with Heinkel's and Byers & Company.
Joe Biden is almost ready to put his running shoes on. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former vice president reportedly very close to entering the 2020 Democratic race. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The Wall Street Journal reports former Vice President Biden told at least half a dozen supporters he intends to soon launch his White House bid, and he's asked for their help in lining up contributions from major donors so he can quickly raise several million dollars. Once he gets in the race, Biden, according to most public opinion polls, will be the early frontrunner for the Democratic nomination. Biden, who's 76, was criticized by President Trump on Monday, calling him on Twitter another low IQ individual. Dave?
John, the FAA is under scrutiny. The Transportation Secretary wants the Inspector General to audit the certification of those Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets, now grounded after two similar deadly crashes in 5 months. Reuters reports the cockpit voice recorder from the Lion Air crash in October reveals the pilots were scouring a handbook, trying to figure out why the plane kept lurching up and down after takeoff and ran out of time and crashed into the Java Sea. An attempted traffic stop turned deadly last night in Washington State.
In the Kittitas County area, where the driver led officers inside the city limits and then stopped and got out, according to Sheriff Gene Dana, there was a shootout with a sheriff's deputy and a Kittitas City police officer. Both of those officers were hit. The deputy died at Kittitas Valley Hospital.
That's David Rose with Fox affiliate Q13. He says the gunman was also shot in the head and is in a hospital. A days-long nightmare is over in Deer Park, Texas, near Houston. Fires burning at a chemical and fuel storage facility finally extinguished early this morning. Authorities maintain air quality far from hazardous. In the Midwest, flooding persists.
The American people are going to stand with people across Nebraska, across Iowa, across all of the 8 states.
Vice President Pence toured some of the devastation, flying over communities and farms underwater. At least 3 people have died. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
He was called the American Taliban, a U.S. citizen who fought against his country, then was brought back and put in prison, but will soon be set free in May.
John Walker Lind traveled to Afghanistan in 2001 to fight alongside the Taliban against Northern Alliance forces. The Justice Department says Lind attended an al-Qaeda training camp shortly after his arrival and swore allegiance to jihad. Lind was captured and held in a makeshift prison where a violent uprising resulted in the death of CIA officer Johnny Mike Spann. Lind was initially charged with treason before pleading guilty to lesser counts in a deal with the government. He received a 20-year prison sentence but will get out early for good behavior. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
President Trump will hit the road today going to Ohio. He'll speak at the Lima Army Tank Plant, and he'll also talk to supporters at a re-election fundraiser in Canton. On Wall Street, stock futures, they've been down slightly the day after the Dow dropped 26 points, but the Nasdaq gained 9. Now sports. Play ball. It's opening day in Major League Baseball, with one game underway in Japan, with the Seattle Mariners holding a slight lead over the Oakland A's, 5-4. For all the other teams, opening day will be next week. The NCAA tournament is underway.
Jacobs, edge, 3. Good!
Wow!
Darnell Edge scored 33 points, lifting Fairleigh Dickinson to its first ever tourney win, beating Prairie View A&M 82-76 on True TV. Belmont topped Temple 81-70 to also advance. There'll be two more playing games tonight to set the bracket of 64 teams for the flurry of action Thursday, Friday. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers won their fifth straight game with a win over Charlotte. The Brooklyn Nets were down by 25 going into the fourth quarter, but rallied and had a buzzer-beating win over the Sacramento Kings. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Join the Child First Center as they host their spring fundraiser during Child Abuse Prevention Month, Brew and Kiel. This event will be held on April 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Dorfor Brewery. Tickets are $25 and they include music by Reckless Whiskey, a barbecue dinner, silent auction, and more. To get your tickets, contact Lacey at 520-2376 or message Friends of the Child First Center on Facebook. Thank you to the sponsors who are making this event possible. Dorfor Brewery, Hickory Point Bank, State Farm agents Alan Melanie Schelling, Clean Services Unlimited, and Pro Lawn Care. We look forward to seeing you at Brew and Kiel.
Audiences, young and old, prepare to be enchanted by the Alabama Ballet's performance of Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty, featuring the Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra. In this classic fairy tale, Princess Aurora falls victim to an evil spell, forcing her to sleep for 100 years. Will she awake by true love's kiss? Beautiful discoveries await on Saturday, March 30th, and Sunday, March 31st at Kirkland Fine Arts Center. Tickets to see the Alabama Ballet's Sleeping Beauty can be purchased online at millikan.edu/Kirkland or by calling the Kirkland Ticket Office.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, March 20th edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in what is a sort of rainy downtown. Transformative vacations, Hawaii, why Taco Bell might just save your life. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, hump day as it is. Do you feel like we should be throwing some paint around?
Yeah, it's a spring holiday.
Okay, I noticed you didn't pronounce it.
Mm-mm. Is it holy?
I have no idea. I'm curious as to know why it is on my calendar, just out of, it is a Hindu holiday. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And is that today?
Tomorrow, actually.
Okay, so tomorrow. Today's Alien Abduction Day.
Oh.
I was just looking at a recent calendar. I mean, you could go crazy with the days, right? I mean, there's a lot of it out there.
Yeah, well, the holiday tomorrow, whatever it is, holy or whatever, I saw it on my calendar, and I thought maybe I'd misspelled hair appointment.
That would be an interesting misspell. Spell check is something that autocorrect is an interesting thing.
Yeah, but when you're putting it in your calendar, it doesn't really give you much. And I thought, well, I must have been in a hurry or something. So I was going to show up for a hair appointment tomorrow.
Now, are you familiar at all? I think tomorrow, is it powdered paint? What is this stuff
like
that they use?
It's like a
Is it chalk or
chalk?
I don't think it's chalk.
Yeah, it's powder. I mean, it's a chalk.
But paint comes in powder, too.
Yes. Well, maybe.
The chalk wouldn't seem to stick like maybe the paint would. They do this in these runs, these color runs.
Color runs,
what they're called,
yeah.
Because it seems like with the millennials and with the other age groups, you can't just run anymore. You've got to have some sort of thing.
Theme with it.
That goes along with it. And so they have these color runs where you basically get doused with whatever this is, paint, chalk, all these bright colors. And I understand it's kind of cool. It's visual, right? It looks cool.
Yeah, yeah. But we were watching a show yesterday, and there was a sign, and it mentioned this holy. I'm like, wait a minute. That's on my calendar.
Yeah.
For Thursday. What is
it? It is a Hindu spring festival.
Okay.
So tomorrow, I feel like we should run into the studios and be doused with this paint or chalk.
I think it's kind of hard to get out of stuff, maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't know. They seem to do it. The Festival of Colors. It is a religious celebration, and it is, as you said, Thursday, March 21st. Actually, I guess it goes Wednesday and Thursday. It's a 2-day thing, Thursday being the part of the holiday. So there you have it. I mean, Amazon's got offers here, the top deals, discounts available on products. They've got India celebrating the whole thing, the legends behind the Festival of Color. You've got this whole ad campaign. If you go over there, like the men of color, you know, they've got all of the rainbow colors. I don't know what it, I mean. It's almost like we're 5 years old with some of this stuff. Just throw some color out there, and I'm fascinated by it.
Well, you know, and I don't know where it originates. And why the colors are part of it is, I imagine, it has something to do with spring.
Well, yes, it is a spring festival originating from the Indian subcontinent, celebrated predominantly in India and Nepal, but it has also spread to other areas of Asia and even parts of the Western world. The Festival of Colors, or the Festival of Love, it signifies the victory of good over evil, the arrival of spring, the end of winter, and for many, a festive day to meet others, play, and laugh. I guess we should probably call every day that, right? I mean, that's a good thing.
Or should we strive for it?
No,
yeah.
All those things are good things to celebrate.
Yeah.
Repair broken relationships. It's also celebrated as a Thanksgiving for a good harvest. It lasts for a night and a day, starting on the evening of the full moon day, falling in the Vikram Hindu calendar. Which falls somewhere between the end of February and the middle of March in the Gregorian calendar. The first evening is known as Holika Dahan, which is burning of the demon. Or the following day is the holy. Is that how it's pronounced? There's got to be a way to find this out.
Yeah, what is the holiday? Is it just holy, H-O-L-I?
It's H-O-L-I, yes.
Okay.
It's an ancient Hindu religious festival which has become popular with non-Hindus in many parts of South Asia, as well as people of other communities outside of Asia. In addition to India and Nepal, the festival is celebrated in countries such as Jamaica, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, South Africa, Malaysia, the United Kingdom, the United States, Canada, and even Fiji. In recent years, the festival has spread to parts of Europe and North America as a spring celebration of love, frolic, and colors. Something flying around here.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Spring!
Yes, yeah, spring. That's what's flying around. Now, the pronunciation, it's more of a holly, more okay. than a holy.
So it would look like holy, just H-O-L-I,
yes.
but we're now pronouncing it like there's two L's, like
yeah.
holly.
More like a holly.
Okay, that even sounds more festive and frolicking.
Yes. That's according to YouTube and the pronunciation videos I watched.
Thank you.
So I'm no expert.
Okay, so the night before, which would be tonight, I guess,
mm-hmm.
people gather, perform religious rituals in front of a bonfire and pray that their internal evil be destroyed by a sister of a demon king. The next morning, they have a free-for-all festival of colors where people smear each other with colors and drench each other. Water guns and water-filled balloons are also used to play and color each other. Anyone and everyone is fair game. Friend or stranger, rich or poor, man or woman, you're just bombing people all day long with color and or water and or colored water. Sounds maybe a little annoying, as I actually think about
it. Yeah, I can imagine.
Everyone's game. So it's all day. It's like, man, I just changed. I just showered.
I'm dry.
And you're going to hit me with this. Groups carry drums and other musical instruments, go from place to place, sing and dance. People visit family and friends to throw colored powders on each other, laugh and gossip, then share delicacies, food, and drinks. Some of the customary drinks include, I'm going to go bong, B-H-A-N-G, made from cannabis. In the evening, after sobering up, people dress up and visit friends and family. So it's one big night and then following day long party. And I wonder, once you get sobered up and cleaned up and dress up and visit friends and family, are you still throwing the color around? I mean, is anybody? I mean, I'm just imagining at the end of this day, people are going, enough already with the color.
Kids and water guns, no thanks.
Yeah. Everyone's game. So there you have it. I don't know. Are we doing anything here locally? I think we should.
That should be a new thing.
I don't think every day should be celebrated. Alien Abduction Day is today. Do you believe in aliens?
And
it's a weird way we stretch this conversation into just sort of two dividing camps. Either you believe or you don't believe.
I mean, if it's just that black and white, then yes. Now, do I believe in, like, the little green men and the abductions and things like that? No.
Well, how would you say yes and then no, just out of curiosity?
Well, I think whenever people think, do you believe in aliens, they assume, like, aliens that have come here.
By the way, is it okay to still use aliens, the terminology, when talking about extraterrestrials?
Well, alien means not, it means foreign.
No, but I mean, we can't use it anymore in the conversation about people coming to this country illegally.
No.
It's frowned upon today. I'm asking, can we still call...
From other galaxies, I'm pretty sure we can call them aliens.
Well, for now.
Yeah, I don't think
we're early into this Democratic primary season. So, I mean, wait. By the time it gets done, we might not be able to refer to them as aliens anymore. We might want to have them as an important voting bloc.
I do believe in... I mean, completely believe in...
Other life.
Other life, yes. I just would find it, with the size of our universe, to me, it would just be mathematically impossible to think that we are the only intelligent life.
Well, today is Alien Abduction Day, or also known as Extraterrestrial Abductions Day, and it's observed on March 20th. This day, the sky is carefully watched by those who are expecting or wishing to be abducted by an alien life form. If that's too strange for you, you can celebrate the holiday instead by reading or watching movies about UFOs and or aliens. And what would be your UFO and or alien movie you would watch? I mean, you could go two different ways here. You could go like E.T., Phone Home. You could go...
Contact.
Contact. You could go Independence Day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, are you going nice aliens, bad aliens?
I always prefer the nice alien movies.
Well, of course you do.
Like, what was the
but
one?
But I feel like if it ever comes to fruition, we're all going to be standing on top of that building with the signs waiting to be obliterated.
Probably. I just, you know, who knows? Who knows how we will make contact, or if we already have. Do you believe in the alien abduction story? Do you remember there was the brothers, or they were two men that claimed, and then one, like, kind of disappeared. He never told a story. He passed away, or one tried to tell the story. He passed away.
Now, this sounds like urban myth. I mean,
no,
you're very vague on the
just
facts
recent.
Here.
This is like, I was reading about this in Drudge Report only 2 weeks ago, that the silent one that never talked finally opened his mouth and corroborated the entire story.
Corroborated the story of his brother.
That they were both abducted.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know. It was kind of a fascinating read, but I was like,
I just wonder why, if aliens are truly interested in people or the study of people, why it's always some crop circle in Iowa and never where there are actual people. Because what did they miss the mainstream media? The Midwest doesn't count. I mean, why would they only come and get us?
Maybe we're the most interesting.
No, clearly then they've got a different worldview than the New York Times or ABC. Because they don't seem to care. I don't know. I think people, this part of the celebration today is people that want to be abducted. Don't you think there's a weird draw to this of a certain sort of personality?
Mm-hmm.
The X-Files. By the way, can you bump back with that? I missed that theme song. I liked that show because I liked Mulder and I liked, what's her
name?
You
really like Scully.
No, I like her much more after that show than I did during that show. Is that fair? The actress.
That's fair, yeah.
I mean, I like her work after The X-Files more than I did during The X-Files. I went back and tried to watch the reboot of that. It was terrible.
Yeah, but, and they were both in it, weren't they?
Yeah, they brought it back. It was sort of like, okay, we've done, we've sort of exhausted our careers in this path. Let's go back to, the home base and what we know. I guess at the time it was different than anything on TV. You had, what was the Smoking Man or the Marlboro Man or whatever his name was? Smoking Man. I bet you were really into this show.
Yes. I remember I babysat for someone that had it on VHS. like
on
a recorded
VHS.
Yes, and so I got to watch every single episode. Like when I was babysitting, it was like just pop in another tape, pop in another tape, pop in another tape. I was really into it. I loved it. I mean, I had particular episodes that I absolutely like. I loved the Carnival People one,
right?
Which was a really dumb plot, but it was. I just loved it.
Okay. Here's my problem with the whole abduction sort of thought process, is if you look around the world, it's most common in English-speaking countries, particularly the United States. The very first widely publicized claim was a couple by the name of Betty and Barney Hill, and that goes back to 1961. But the crazy thing about this is the contents of the abduction and the description of the abduction narrative often seems to vary depending on the culture of the alleged abductee and where they're from. So this seems to me more like mental illness than it does.
Well, I sent that story that I read because I was like,
okay, well, just tell me about it.
Well, these two men were apparently abducted, and their stories.
They say they were abducted.
Yes, but one.
They're breaking a 45-year silence.
One of them. He never talked about it. The other one did, but I think he passed away, and so he finally talked about what happened to him.
And this was in Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
And they were fishing.
Yes.
When a real bright beam appeared all over us, and it kind of blinded me for a second, and when I got my vision back, I seen three bulky-looking creatures coming towards us. Parker said the creatures were probably 4, 4.5, 5 foot tall, but like football players. I noticed they kind of moved mechanical-wise, and they was floating off the ground. By the time we stood up and turned around, they were on us all at one time. Two of them got a hold of Charlie. One of them got a hold of myself, and instantly I felt like I just got relaxed. He was supposedly 19 years old at the time. Claims that he and the 42-year-old Hickson were levitated into a spacecraft. There was an examination room, what I call it, and the old big ugly creature, the old big ugly creature that brought me in, he took me and laid me on the examination table and just backed up out of the way. I couldn't move or anything. All I did was look. I don't know. I find it hard to believe this stuff.
I do too. This is not what I think of as aliens.
Well, okay. I don't know what that means. Quit eating in the middle of the show. What are you having right now? Just out of curiosity.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does. We're in the middle of a conversation. It's rude.
Well, I don't want it to get cold.
Okay. Anyway, there were some more feminine-looking creatures that came out. There was a robot, and I guess. I don't know that this is a story just because after 45 years you talked.
No, I have no idea, but I read it. But I don't.
But you make it sound like you were offering it up, like, here's anecdotal evidence.
Like, why keep quiet for 45 years, and then all of a sudden you are willing to talk? Who knows?
People of a certain age, and by the way, he's in his 70s.
Yes.
Didn't talk about the war when they came back. And then later in life, you sort of start to get to the end of your life, and you maybe see things differently. I don't know.
Do you believe in aliens?
I don't know.
I don't know about alien abduction. I really don't.
I don't know how you can just, I don't know how you draw a line. But like, yes, I believe there's life out there, but they've never had contact with us.
I don't know if they have. I really don't. But I haven't seen anything that's told me otherwise.
I think people ever, the beginning of time, have tried to sort of live vicariously through conspiracy because it sort of helps them forget about the mundane parts of life.
Yeah.
And it has been forever and ever why people like the entertainment in and around it. Oliver Stone made an entire career out of it. It's why people do the JFK thing. People just like, for whatever reason, conspiracy. And I think it's in our nature of gossip. I think it falls in that category of the human, the part of human beings that really are in tune to and respond to gossip.
Yeah. And that's why I said I'd like to look at like the issue of whether or not extraterrestrial, alien, whatever you want to call it. Alien means more that's come here. So I don't know. I do believe in other intelligent life.
Okay.
Do you?
If push comes to shove, I would think it would be hard to accept that we are the only thing in our universe or others that actually lives. Yeah, I would think that is a fair statement. Whether that's plant life or vegetation
I'm saying there's other intelligent
entities.
Life.
Yes, yeah. I would probably think that would be true. I don't know. I think you bring in a whole religious angle of all of this and what people believe the Bible says and translates into it, not from my point of view, but I think a lot of people's point of view. I don't know. But they have a day, and it's today. It's called Alien Abduction Day or Extraterrestrial Abductions Day, and they're celebrating it worldwide. And I think there's a lot of weird people out
yes.
there that would be on that rooftop like that Independence
Take
Day
me.
Movie with the signs.
Take us with you.
Yeah. They saw Close Encounters
Probe
64
me.
times. You know, they wanted to be Richard Dreyfuss with the mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their right. God bless you. I fear it's more aliens, like the actual movie, than it is.
So you're afraid of that kind of alien.
E.T. in the closet. We'll take a break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Why Taco Bell might just save your life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. We've got showers this morning till about 1, or excuse me, before 11 a.m. and highs around 51 degrees. We will have some wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour tonight. 20% chance of showers before 4 a.m. cloudy with lows around 35. Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 50, and Friday, sunshine, highs near 51 degrees. It is 42 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Greetings, I'm Kevin Brahaney, and I'm supporting Julie Moore Wolf for mayor of Decatur. I've seen her in action in Springfield, with the legislature, and in Washington, D.C., with Congressman Davis and Senator Durbin, securing millions of infrastructure dollars for Decatur. Julie is the real deal, so please vote for Julie Moore Wolf on April 2nd. Let's keep a good thing going.
This is Julie Moore Wolf. You might remember me from years ago when I brought you the evening news. These days, as your mayor, I work to bring good news to Decatur. News about grant money to build a $40 million overpass at Brush College Road. News that our crime rate is down, our poverty rate is down, and the number of good, available jobs is up. 1,100 jobs are posted right now. Help me keep the progress going. I hope you'll vote to keep me as your mayor, and together we'll keep the good news coming. This message paid for by friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
Stories for you are available each and every day at NowDecatur.com. Brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School. Hear podcasts, check out videos and photo galleries, and stay on top of what's happening in Decatur and Macon County. We go everywhere you are with the free Now Decatur app on iTunes and Google Play. All of this is brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School, a winning tradition. Learn more about St. Teresa High School by clicking their link at NowDecatur.com.
Hi, this is Brady Streck from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear men's and a main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a men's and a main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
You know, that does bring up the question, do all great shows have actual great songs attached to them? I mean, it's hard to think of a really good show that didn't have a really good theme. You had The Sopranos with that opening thing, right? That was the X-Files theme there, and there you have it. That's for Alien Abduction Days. Taco Bell. There was a guy in Oregon at the end of February that went out to get gas and got stuck in the snow, ended up being stuck in the snow for 5 days. I probably heard this story. And you can live, evidently, for weeks without food, only 5 days or so without water. But he sustained himself with snow, melted snow, and Taco Bell sauce packets. And he literally, when he was snowmobile rider, you gotta realize in Oregon, I mean, some of these places, it's not like our winter.
Yeah.
I mean,
these are hardy people.
Get into trouble and get into trouble fast. He had his dog Allie with him.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 days later, they were rescued after a snowmobile rider called. And he had put on Facebook, Taco Bell fire sauce saves lives, and then Taco Bell rewarded him with a year's worth of food. And they said, we know our sauce packets are amazing, but this takes it into a whole new level. We're in touch with Jeremy. I've sent him a well-deserved care package, a year's supply of Taco Bell, and, of course, all the sauce packets that come with it, which brings up the age-old question of, like, what do you do with the extra packets? Because Taco Bell is more than generous.
They are very generous.
They're not like other fast food outlets where you're skimping to find enough ketchup or whatever.
They tell you how many they're going to get or anything.
And then do you throw them away or do you keep them set aside?
Well, now I'm thinking I need to set them aside and put them
away. Well, not only did Taco Bell save one life, it just saved another, just particularly their sauce packets. I'll give you the details on the other side of stories and news. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Enterprise Elementary School will now be able to keep small farm animals on the property thanks to an amendment to the Decatur City Code. The animals will be the newest addition to the Living Sciences Farm as part of the Duane Andreas Ag Academy. DPS Foundation Director Zach Shields.
We approached the city and said, you know, is it possible that we could have an exemption here as an educational site so that our kids can have these opportunities? And the city was really great. They welcomed our pitch. We're just delighted that it was accepted.
The farm will house small animals such as chickens, goats, and alpaca. The Macon County Sheriff's Office is warning of a new phone scam that threatens arrest. The caller indicates they are a detective with the Sheriff's Office, and the recipient of the phone call had missed court and a bench warrant had been issued for their arrest. The caller directs the person to send a certain amount of money electronically to expedite the bonding process and to turn themselves in at the Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office says the call is originating from a 317 area code. They advise you if you receive this call, it is a scam. Simply hang up. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. He hasn't made it official yet, but the Wall Street Journal reports former Vice President Joe Biden is telling top Democratic Party donors he plans to run for president.
Biden has expressed concern to these people that he wouldn't be able to raise millions of dollars in online donations immediately the way some other Democratic candidates have. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke raised $6.1 million in a day when he launched. Bernie Sanders did almost the same, $5.9 million.
Fox's Doug Lazader. The first funerals are held for the 50 people shot and killed at two mosques in New Zealand Friday. The father and son were refugees from Syria, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says,
I cannot tell you how gutting it is to know that a family came here for safety and for refuge, and they should have been safe here.
New Zealand's police commissioner says officers rammed the killer off the road and arrested him on his way to another attack. This is Fox News.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We've got showers this morning, otherwise cloudy skies later this afternoon, and windy gusts up to 30 miles an hour with highs around 51 degrees. For tonight, 20% chance we'll see some showers before 4 a.m. cloudy with lows around 35. Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 50, and Friday, sunny highs near 51 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 42 degrees.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, so we tell you about the guy in the Pacific Northwest, Jeremy Taylor and his dog, living for 5 days in a car trapped in the snow, living off Taco Bell sauce packets. Fire, by the way. What's your favorite? I'm
fire. Kind
of, see, I'm a mild guy.
I love the fire sauce.
What's the difference between the hot and the mild and the fire?
It's the fire it's hotter. Mild doesn't really have, is just like plain taco sauce.
No, I like the mild.
Yeah, it's good. Honestly, I like them all.
But here's the one thing, though, that I will just give nothing but thumbs up to Taco Bell. I don't know what it means to their profit and loss, you know, but they give you the packets.
They do. Appreciate it.
I mean, you buy a six-pack soft shell, you get like 12 sauces.
Or more.
And I always just wonder, like, do the employees just,
it's just a handful grab.
It's got to be a mandate, right? I mean, that has to be a company thing. Because it would depend on a person in the drive-thru or whatever. They always do. You got to, like, argue with everybody else about getting it up.
Yes.
And they always. So if you're going to keep it or throw it away, that's the question. Do you, like, put it. And why do people always take the taco sauce packets, if they do keep them, and put that little butter dish that's still in the refrigerator that nobody actually uses for butter and put it there?
That's where you put it.
Why?
I don't know. But that is the designated place.
And then you never know, like, is there a shelf life on this? Is it still good?
You know, I'd like to know now because I might be putting some taco packets in my...
Oh, like you don't have them in one of your bags already. So, we get now that the Taco Bell hot sauce is magical. But now there's been another life saved. Thanks to Taco Bell and their sauce packets. Just this week, in Florida, a man was sitting down at a Taco Bell restaurant in Winter Haven. And he went to eat his next taco, realized he didn't have any more sauce, got up to go get more sauce, and seconds later, an elderly man crashed through the front of the Taco Bell with his car and slammed and hit the area exactly where the man was sitting just seconds earlier before getting up to go get his magical hot sauce.
Taco Bell saves lives.
Police said a customer who was in the restaurant with a car crashed into the building had just left the area to get hot sauce. The driver of the SUV was a 77-year-old man who thought the vehicle was in reverse and the accelerator was the brake, and you name it.
Oh.
So he went, oh no, don't have enough hot sauce. Got to get up and go walk and get some hot sauce. And by doing that, saved his life.
So the moral of the story.
There's something magical in the hot sauce.
Something magical in the hot sauce. I love the hot and the fire. Those are my two favorite. Now I want tacos.
Yes. Most things in your life either are around food, wanting food, or thinking about food.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
And eat it.
So I think we should keep the sauce from now on.
Yeah. I think I am. I'm going to put a little
bag
in. I'm
going to just carry a packet around with me, just in a pocket for good luck.
I'm going to put the extras in my car, in my little emergency kit.
Is it a today's like rabbit's foot? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, that's a magical thing.
Just in case
thing.
You need it.
Just in case. All right. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Coming up today, Senator Andy Menar will be with us. We also have Dan Oaks, who is running for school board, and Julia Livingston from CASA will tell you about the Playhouse, and you're going to have a video that will be up later this morning to show you exactly what those playhouses look like. They do that big auction. It's not really an auction. You buy tickets. It's a raffle, I should say.
Yeah.
That they do every year to support CASA, which is Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Very important program. We'll tell you all about that today. Tomorrow, Paul Osborne will be in the studios. Chris Harrison running for Park Board. Also, the United Way update. We've got a lot to get to here this week. This feels like a really long week to me. And maybe I was abducted by aliens and, you know, I can't account for the time lapse. You know, maybe there's something there. You're having, like, some memory loss things.
Just minor short-term memory.
Do you ever blame that on, like, I mean, maybe it's something more nefarious. Maybe at night you're being levitated into a spaceship and examined.
If I could make that as the excuse for all my problems, I would love to. I'd love to say I'm being probed.
Okay, do you being probed? You would love to say you're being
probed. I'd rather have that than I'm getting old. Or
that would be better, I guess.
She's such a magnificent specimen. We must test her.
By the way, it's not an age thing on the alien abduction because it's all over the place.
It is all over the place.
People who claim that they are. I think it's a mental health issue.
You know, what do you... Okay. And the only thing I've ever seen that I went, was those Air Force pilots.
I'm not saying that people haven't seen something.
Yeah, they weren't abducted, though.
I just want to know why, if you're going to go do a probe, it's always got to be some guy in Iowa on a farm.
Yes.
That's all I'm wondering. Wouldn't they accidentally run into population somewhere or care about what the New York people think?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's something about the Midwest they're very curious about.
I'm not buying that. Because I think that the first thing they would do would be look at our media.
Yeah. I don't know if they'd even bother. Who knows?
No, I mean, that, like, but you would look at our media. I mean, I would think you would look at, if you wanted to find out about another species or another people, you would study the way they communicate. You would, the stuff that's beamed out there that you can access.
We've already got.
Yes, you would look at that first, right?
Probably. we're assuming a lot.
It's, well, what else can you do in this conversation when the day is literally extraterrestrial abductions day? Yes. It's all an assumption. There's no fact in any of it. I mean, the Area 51 stuff, all the great conspiracies of the world, I think governments actually kind of stoke the fire on that stuff, because as long as you're interested in that, you're not seeing what the real...
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. They're like, let them believe.
I think that they sit there and make jokes about it. They can believe these fools are like all caught up in this.
Let's keep them
suckers.
Fed. Yeah.
We're going to tax them. Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly what happens.
There's some tinfoil. Make it happen.
There's your smoking man. Just the career politicians. So there's an Area 51 show, like Roswell or something?
Yes. I think it's on the WB, right?
I don't know. I'm so out of touch with mainstream television these days. I mean, like TV series on networks. Are they like children of aliens or grandchildren of aliens?
I have no idea the plot. I don't know.
I just think I'm asking you, and you're acting kind of too cool for the room, but I think you were probably all into this at one point in your life.
No. I mean, I loved X-Files. I loved X-Files.
That was it.
I love those kind of stories, but I was never a believer in, like, alien abductions or UFOs here, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. I have always believed in it being out there, and then one day we will make contact. Maybe not in my lifetime.
One day we will make
there will,
we will make contact.
No, I think
we're
they'll contact
accidentally
us.
Bump into whatever's out there. It's
no,
not going to be us.
There will be something. We will have some kind of contact. Who knows? Some kind of signal that we will catch, or that was sent to us, or I don't think they're going to come here.
Do you remember the very first Star Trek movie?
Are we talking old school?
The very first Star Trek movie. Yes, by their its nature, old school, because it was the first one.
Yes.
After the TV series had been canceled, and they brought back the movie with all the original cast, with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. And do you remember V'ger?
No.
V'ger was the I don't want to say the villain, but that was the plot of the movie. And what it was one of our own satellites, Voyager 1, that we had sent out that started collecting information, then reached and touched him with all these worlds, and then morphed into this V'ger thing that came back to Earth with all of this alien stuff that we bumped into. That's probably a more realistic way of looking at space and what's out there than most of the entertainment that gets thrown at you, including the X-Files or the conspiracies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that anything out there is malicious or just sort of taking over universes like Thanos style.
No, yeah, I don't.
I think you just probably have whatever they're called doing whatever they do, existing in whatever their life is elsewhere. All right. Are we done with alien abduction?
I think so.
Okay. I didn't create the holiday. How do you suppose this stuff gets started? This comes out of Toronto, by the way. Its origins are up in Canada.
Oh.
Which you really don't think. I mean, it seems sort of very American. Like in a stereotype that you wouldn't really like about America. With the probes.
Probably,
and
I think Canada's got plenty of that, too.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Think about the, okay. You know, that kind of thing with Canada.
What does that have to do with alien abduction?
I'm saying, you know, with the hats and the SCTV
skits.
Don't
get frustrated with me because you can't.
No, but I'm saying there is also probably
in
Canada.
What hats? What are you talking about?
With the flaps, you know, the skits from SCTV.
Those were satires about.
Exactly. They're satires about Canada because apparently they also have a population that's maybe.
Probe-ready.
Probe-ready.
All right. We'll take a Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
It's the 2019 Newhoff Media Kids Fest, presented by Melanie and Al Schelling, State Farm Insurance. Come enjoy airwalk actions, bounce houses, obstacle course, and slide. Plus entertainment from Awesome Squad, Sally the Clown, Steps Dance Studio, and more on the Hickory Point Bank stage. Find tons of interactive fun booths from Sky Zone, Amagi Learning, Decatur Park District, and Children's Museum of Illinois. Plus a ladies' shopping corner. Kids Fest, it's fun for the whole family. At the Decatur Civic Center, Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 4. Brought to you in part by Staley Credit Union.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hi, this is Brady Streckfish from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear Mizzen and Main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a Mizzen and Main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Really?
What's wrong with this? If anybody was abducted by aliens.
I think the village people would probably abduct aliens. I think it would be the exact opposite of that. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. It is alien abduction day. I'm not quite sure why they get a day. Everybody gets a day, really, when you start digging into it. Transformative trips are the new midlife crisis splurge. I read this story yesterday, and I thought it was a very interesting one.
Transformative trip?
Yeah.
Like a vacation?
Well, I would suggest a vacation, but I think it's a little more than this. People want sort of like to feel, I don't know. Bloomberg had the story. It's not inconceivable that your travel agent could soon take the place of your doctor, particularly if the doctor you see most frequently happens to be a therapist. And basically what they were saying is that people that might have at one time, you know, purchased a Corvette or a sports car. When I say midlife crisis, what do you think?
I think about like hair plugs or sports cars. Or
hair plugs, it's always very male, right?
Yeah. I do tend to think of it more as male, but there's definitely female midlife crisis.
Really?
Well.
They're getting hair plugs? I mean, that seems so stereotyped
to
by
me,
you.
It would be maybe large cosmetic procedures. I don't do you think?
Well, first of all, I didn't break it down to only men, which you did. That was very interesting. The first thing you went to was hair plugs. Because that also,
Well, how about you answer the question then?
I was actually starting the whole story. You jumped in, said hair plugs.
What do you think of?
I think when you start to feel your age coming on, or you're creeping into a midlife crisis, they call it, but I don't even know what midlife means anymore because people are living longer.
Anymore.
I mean, I don't know what that age is. Whenever you start to sort of feel like you want to grab something or embrace something that will make you not think about the inevitable as much. I think that's probably what a midlife crisis is. Or you feel like maybe you missed out or you didn't do the things that you wanted to do, whatever it might be. I don't feel like I've hit that point at any time yet.
Okay.
Sorry, there's something flying around in here. It's just driving
me
crazy. No, it's bigger than an ad.
Oh.
But I'm not sure it's a fly. Or maybe it's a fly. You know, when the flies get cold, they're not as fast.
And they're kind of,
A rising number of travel pros are now writing prescriptions, meaning personalized vacations meant to address the questions and frustrations that we feel in our daily lives. Whether that's strengthening family relationships or improving work-life balance or curing an entrepreneurial dry spell, there are solutions to issues that don't individually constitute medical diagnosis but seem almost as common as the common cold. And what people are now doing is instead of buying a sports car, they're doing some sort of transformative trip.
Okay.
Or vacation or travel. I've been traveling this way for myself for many years, says Tom Marchant, co-founder of the luxury travel outfit Black Tomato. The most valuable things that I've brought back from my travels are the lessons that I've been able to apply from other communities into my daily life. The philosophy is what led him to create Bring It Back, a collection of mission-driven itineraries that travelers can custom tailor based on personal goals and challenges. Among the needs that he's hoping to help clients address is how to turn passion into a career, how to spark creativity, or how to lead a healthier and more sustainable lifestyle. And it is true that when you have perspective in life, right?
Yeah.
It does make all the difference in the world.
It does.
And there are days you need that perspective to get through what are really pretty mundane issues that
look beyond yourself a little bit.
Yes. So are you recharging on a beach? I think this seems a little more than that. To create a better separation between the personal and the professional, he recommends Copenhagen, where travelers can meet with a variety of experts that have shaped Scandinavia's reputation for work-life balance. I mean, like, you go there and see how they live. That gives you better perspective on life. I think that's absolutely true. I think the problem that most Americans have, and I don't want to say like your average Trump supporter, because it could be on the other side just as well. I mean, the people that just feel everything, is they probably haven't seen a lot of the world. And it is hard to imagine our place in the world if you don't understand the way the rest of the world looks, or harder, right? For instance, how many times have we gone to another country and it is so, like, unbelievably easy to pick out other Americans?
This is true, yes.
And why is that? They're kind of rude.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of entitled.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of fanny packed up. And they just sort of, they're looking, this is another thing I don't understand. I don't understand people who don't want to travel, and then I don't understand people who travel and then want to just bring America with them everywhere they go.
They usually,
and not actually see where they are.
Tend to stand out, I think, because it's kind of like, I'm here, entertain me.
Yeah.
A little bit, like you can tell, you can see them in stores. They just kind of, Americans tend to just kind of like, I cater to me.
We're going to Hawaii next January. And there will be people that will take a cruise, not necessarily our people, but people. We see this every year. That will go to the most beautiful place, my most beautiful place on the planet. And they'll get off the cruise ship and they'll take a free shuttle to Walmart.
Walmart. Yes. There is the I don't get that one. But they do it.
You have the world
mm-hmm.
at your feet. You have the most majestic views and unbelievable scenery and nature and all of the beauty that can take you back to a place where you're just like, I mean, the earth and humans and before all. And your idea of entertainment is to get on a shuttle and go to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think the Walmart in Maui is going to be different than Walmart in Clinton.
Yeah.
Strange, right?
Exactly.
So these transformative trips, I can see this. They've got geothermal hot springs. You know, they're, I mean, you're taking a trip for really not just to sort of see all you can see and create your slideshow. You're mm-hmm. going someplace to alleviate the day-to-day things in your life with work balance and everything else. I mean, this is a smarter way to spend your money than a sports car yeah. sometimes, don't you think?
I do. I think also those trips where you get perspective. I think this is where a lot of people maybe take mission trips.
They really do, yes.
And
I know our own Wayne Kent does that quite a
yes,
bit.
Yes, and you get a lot of perspective. Like everything you can worry about, complain about, or think is important, you really put that into better perspective.
And I think unless you've seen poverty as truly what poverty mm-hmm. is, we struggle with that in this country. I don't mean that people don't struggle. I don't mean that people don't have a hard time making ends meet. I don't mean that people don't have a hard time paying their bills or sometimes getting food. We do not have the abject poverty that is elsewhere in this world.
Yeah.
I mean starving to death. Poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places you go where you see that and you think, oh, my God. You're right. India would be certainly.
How does this happen anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do have, I think, a greater appreciation coming back about what we have mm-hmm. here. That doesn't mean you take us with you and inject it everywhere. Go look at other stuff. So I think I'm having a midlife crisis. We need a vacation.
Oh, we do need a vacation. We need a vacation.
We need a transformative trip.
Yes.
Let's get Linda Roberts on the horn. If you want to be transformed, January 2020, I know that sounds like a long way off, but we will sell this trip out. We do every time we go. We're back to Hawaii with the best trips ever. Details are at the bottom of the page on nowdecatur.com. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Showers mainly this morning, then we'll see some windy conditions, gusts up to 30 miles an hour, highs around 51 degrees. For tonight, 20% chance of showers before 4 a.m., cloudy and lows around 35 for your Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 50, Friday sunny, highs near 51. It is 42 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Hope Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman Herbs.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Senator Andy Menard's had a busy week. He'll be with us straight ahead on the other side of stories and news. By the way, there's a podcast up from the American Gaming Association about how much money we're going to spend on the tournament this as Americans.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Bet more on this than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of betting. I'm not judgmental of other people that do. Everybody's got their opinion on these gaming machines, and I tend to sort of be like, you know,
But a lot of people fail out when people that don't do anything with sports.
We'll bet on this.
Bracket. Yeah.
Did we not do one here at the
state? Maybe we weren't included. I kind of feel left out. I don't know. Don't we normally have... Usually the first game is done whenever we get it. So maybe it'll be show up.
I don't know. I'm good either way. I was just curious. Yeah, it's a lot of money. And I always think about this when I hear people can't afford $15 bracelet or, you know, admission into X, Y, or Z, or the zoo's too expensive. It's like, yet you can fill out 15 brackets. It's interesting. All right, we'll take a break for the top of the hour stories and news. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. More than 40,000 employees of the Illinois Department of Human Services who provide senior care in the home and child care services will get long overdue salary increases. SEIU Healthcare Illinois and Governor J.B. Pritzker announced an agreement Monday to implement the rate increases and provide